Someone asked me whether they're allowed to make guacamole on Shabbos. Now that involves mashing an avocado and pouring in some, I guess, lemon juice. Now, the question is whether mashing an avocado, does that violate the melacha of tachina, grinding? So first of all, maybe what you can do is you can, even if it does violate the melacha of tochin, of grinding, so what maybe you can do is you can mash the avocado right before the meal. There's a Rashba which writes that if you do the tchina, if you grind, if you engage in the melacha of tochin immediately before the meal and before you're going to eat, then it's mutter, it's permitted, just like the melacha of borer. You're not allowed to sort. And then the Gemara provides three different ways or three different elements or conditions which must be fulfilled in order to perform borer in a permitted fashion. One of the ways is to, if you're going to eat it right away, you sort what you want from what you don't want, and you use your hand, and you eat it right away. So similarly, the Rashba writes, and the Rashba is quoted in the Ramah, in Or HaChaim, Siman Shin Chaf Alf Seif Yud Beis, that im aval the La'achlo miyan akol shari, everything's permitted for tochein. If you're going to do tachina, if you grind something immediately, similar to borer, that's what the Ramah writes, and that would seem to solve the problem. However, the Mishnah Brura in Sivkotan Memheis writes, V'yesh mefak b'kim al heter zeh, many do not like this heter. So maybe we need to try to find another way to permit, or an additional snif leheter, additional way to permit this type of grinding on Shabbos. Now, it's a question whether this really is grinding. Is mashing considered grinding? Grinding typically is you're cutting something up cutting a vegetable into very small pieces. Is that what you're doing when you're mashing? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about mashing bananas. In Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalad, Siman Ayin Dalad, so he writes, "Ha'im mutar limoch ulerasek bananos? Are you allowed to mash bananas?" And Rav Moshe Feinstein believes that mashing bananas and similar fruits is not considered grinding because the result is rak chaticha achas. The result is a solid mass. The result is not individual particles. The melacha of tchina is where you're taking a vegetable and you're cutting it into many different pieces. Here, you're mashing it, but it remains one solid mass. However, Moshe cites in his tshuva the position of the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish writes that mashing actually is the most severe form of grinding. Why? Because melachos on Shabbos involve transforming whatever you are, the object that you're doing the melacha to. So, if you think about it, when you take a vegetable and you cut it into different pieces, okay, you're cutting it into different pieces. You're transforming it a little bit. When you're mashing it, the food substance becomes completely broken down and it's transformed as a result. So the Chazon Ish writes that this is the most severe form of tchina. So therefore, Moshe writes it's better to mash the bananas in an unusual manner, let's say with the handle of a spoon or a fork. So Rav Moshe Feinstein ends up saying that, again, the best thing to do is to combine all these three leniencies, to mash it close to the time when you're going to eat it, and to do so in an unusual manner, like with the handle of a fork. If it's too difficult to do it right before the meal, Rabbi Willick told me that he thinks that based on Rav Moshe would seem to say, not 100% clear from the tshuva, but he would seem to say that it would be permitted as well. Certainly if you do it before the meal and you do it a shinoi, you do it with the back of your, with the handle of a fork, then you have three potential leniencies. What about when you're squeezing the lemon juice into the avocado? Is that a melacha of schita? Does that violate the melacha of schita? So the answer is no, because Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Chof Seif Dalet writes that you're allowed to squeeze the juice from grapes into food, in order to enhance the taste of the food. Because schita is not violated when you're squeezing juice from a food into another food. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Yud Zayin is he says that when you're squeezing juice from one food into a different food, that is the heavy kamafrid ochel miochel, just like you're cutting one food from the next. But it's not a violation when you're squeezing the lemon juice from the lemon into the avocado of the food. And the final issue you have to deal with, is it lisha, when you're mixing the liquid with the avocado, is that a violation of lisha, of kneading? And there, again, Rav Moshe in his tshuva, in Archaim Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet, he writes that it's not an issue. He writes, She'ein bazeh, kevan delo hayakan nesinas mashke kederach lisha. It's not the way, it's not done like the way of lisha. It doesn't cause the particles of the avocado to stick together. Classic lisha, when you take a liquid and a solid, and the mixture of the liquid and the solid causes the particles, the solid particles, to combine together. Let's say, for example, oatmeal. You take hot water, you take oatmeal particles, a raw oatmeal, and then you combine them, so that will create a single, cause the different particles to stick together. That's not the case with the avocado. It's already together, and the liquid is added for flavor. So we've dealt with the tchina issue, we've dealt with the lisha issue, and we've dealt with the sechita issue, in which case you can make your guacamole on Shabbos.